May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder who knows you the best. Is it your mum or your dad? Is it a brother or sister? Is it your husband or wife or one of your children or a close friend? Who knows you the best? Thinking about it, Gabriella. Samuel. Your parents. You're being very fair there, mum and dad. Very fair. Very fair. Good. Now, when I ask you who knows you the best, I don't just mean who knows a lot about you, like your favourite food or your favourite television programme, you know, or your favourite colour. I mean who has the deepest understanding of how you think and how you feel. Who knows the deepest things in your heart? Now, do you think that anyone, even your mum or your dad, Samuel, even a brother or sister, even our husband or wife or a very close friend, knows us completely? Do you think anyone knows everything about you? What do you think? Gabrielle's shaking her head. We have a clever one here. Fantastic, Daniel. God. Yes, God knows everything about us. I don't think that anyone close to us, even someone we've lived with for years and years and years, knows everything about us. We can still surprise one another when we've lived with someone for many, many years. We can still puzzle one another. No one completely knows the heart, mind, or spirit of another person. There is something very deep and mysterious about every human being. Now, let me ask you another question. Do you know everything about yourself? Do you fully know and understand yourself? What do you think? That's a hard one. Do you think you fully know and understand everything about yourself, Samuel? No. Do we fully know or understand ourselves? Anyone here want to shake their head, raise a hand? Oh, well, I thought we might have some, you know, really mature and self-aware people in church this morning. But I certainly can answer, I know that I do not fully know and understand myself. We may never fully understand ourselves and never fully understand another person, even those we love the most. But what we can be sure of is what Daniel said a few moments ago. What we can be sure of is that God knows us. God knows us completely. He knows everything about us. The deepest part of a person, deepest part of you, the deepest part of me is known only to God. And both our readings this morning remind us that God knows us and he wants us to know him. In our first reading, we heard about the boy Samuel. And of course, we have a wonderful boy called Samuel in our church this morning. Samuel was very, very precious to his parents, just as our Samuel is very, very precious to his parents, and all of you are very precious to your parents. But this Samuel was especially precious because his mother Hannah thought she couldn't have any children. Samuel was a special gift of God to her, and Hannah sings a joyful song of praise and thanks to God, which we can read about earlier in the book of 1 Samuel. But Hannah doesn't cling on to this special gift of her son. Instead, she offers him to the Lord. And Samuel learns from a very young age to help the priest Eli in the temple. Now, our Samuel was helping set up in the temple this morning, weren't you? So Samuel learned from a young age to help Eli in the temple. And one night, when Samuel was lying down in the temple, he hears someone calling, "Samuel, Samuel." He thinks it must be Eli and runs to him and says, "Here I am. You called for me." But Eli tells him, "Go back to sleep. I didn't call you." And this happens three times. And after the third time, Eli realizes it is God who is calling Samuel. He tells Samuel if he hears the voice again, he should say, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Now, we're told that at this point, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. But the Lord certainly knows Samuel. He knows Samuel and he knows his potential. He knows what he can become, and he calls him according to his purpose. Later, Samuel will become a great prophet, and God will speak and act through Samuel for good for his people Israel. So God knows Samuel, and Samuel grows to know the Lord. In our gospel reading, we hear about another story about another man called Nathanael. I don't think we've got any Nathanaels in our church this morning. Don't think so. In this story, we see that Jesus knows Nathanael, and Nathanael begins to know Jesus. Now, Nathanael gets to know about Jesus from his friend Philip, just as all of us get to know about Jesus through family or friends, through junior church teachers, or through someone else in the church. And I'm sure we can all think of people who have brought us to church or led us to faith in Jesus. Well, Philip was very excited about Jesus, and he tells his friend Nathanael about him. But Nathanael is anything but excited. He's, in fact, very, very skeptical. He's not interested at all. Jesus comes from Nazareth, and Nathanael asks, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But Philip encourages him, "Come and see," he says. And this is what we can say to our friends and family, even those who are very skeptical: come and see. Come to church and find out about Jesus. So, Nathanael comes to meet Jesus. Remember, he's not particularly interested. He's not expecting very much. But Jesus sees Nathanael and says, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Now, we don't know exactly what Jesus meant or what he saw in Nathanael, but these words have a very, very big effect on Nathanael, who asked Jesus, "How did you get to know me?" Just in seeing Nathanael sitting under the fig tree, Jesus knows him. Jesus knows him through and through. And Nathanael is amazed and realizes that Jesus must be someone special. "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel," he declares. Now, there are lots of stories in the Gospels about Jesus knowing people, seeing their thoughts and into their minds and their hearts. Just as we read in the Old Testament about God knowing people through and through, so we see that Jesus also has this special knowledge of the people he meets. When Jesus meets Simon Peter, he knows him, and he knows what he can become. He knows his strengths, and he knows his weaknesses. Jesus knows the Samaritan woman he meets by the well. He knows all her life of pain and shame, and he invites her into a new life. The risen Jesus knows Mary Magdalene in all her grief and loss, and calls her by name. And Jesus knows us, and he wants us to know him. God knew Samuel long before Samuel began to know him. Jesus knew Nathanael before Nathanael came to know him. And the same is true for us. God knows us. Jesus knows us. Jesus knows you and me through and through. And he knows us better than anyone else, even your mum and dad, Samuel. He knows us better than anyone else and better than we know ourselves. He knows our past, all that we have been, and he knows who we can become. He knows our strengths, our weaknesses, our joys, and our sorrows. But he also wants us to know him. Not just to know things about him, but to know him, to love him, to talk to him in prayer, to trust him totally, to love him ourselves, and to follow him day by day. Amen.